show. You're listening to Starseed Radio. We're at the top of the third hour, and now we're joined by our next guest, and he is a very special guest, one I have followed myself for a few years now, since I have been awakened, I would say, the last 3 years, and amazing work he's done. And I gave his bio at the beginning of the show, but just to give you a little quick bio, he's the man who's in charge of exopolitics.com and has amazing articles and research and updates on all sorts of topics, ranging from HARP to energy to this to that. We're going to talk about a lot of different topics tonight. All topics, again, that you need to research yourself. You need to check this stuff out yourself. And that is how the real learning begins. And with that, Alfred, thank you so much for coming on. How are you this evening?
I'm really, really happy to be here. And it seems like more and more our multidimensional selves are landing. And and we are covering such a range of issues and confronting such a range of issues here, I think, as we land what I like to call the positive timeline as opposed to the catastrophic timeline, which some other forces have been trying to land. So I'm very, very happy to join you today, tonight.
Great. Thank you, Alfred. And that's so important. Just what you said right there is looking at all the different issues, and you have to take action on all of them, because it's a conglomerate. It's not one thing without the other. And that's what's so important about people that are these multitaskers and working multidimensionally, like you mentioned. It's so important, because that's really what we have to do to really shift the tides, if you will, and what's happening is to do it on every level. The educational systems, the air, the food. I mean, everything is designed to either poison, kill, or something of humanity right now. And the banking system, I mean, everything, you know, it's all designed to keep people down, not be creative. And, that is the information we're trying to get out. So many different topics to talk about. We're going to take a break in just a couple of minutes, Alfred, but if you could just go a little bit about background on how you first got into exopolitics yourself.
Yeah, sure. This was toward the end of 1972, and I was then the general counsel of the Environmental Protection Administration of the City of New York. And my then boss, Mayor John Lindsay of New York, decided to run for U.S. president, and I really didn't want to go that way. And at that time, I began to see that the positivist, you know, the kind of, well, all that we need to do is handle 3D, right? Handle space, time, height, width, and depth, and we got it licked. And the positivist paradigm really was not handling a lot of the multidimensional evidence that I was reading about in books that were coming out at the time, like Ostrander and Schroeder, Psychic Discoveries Behind the Iron Curtain. So I reached out and connected up with a professor at Rutgers who was both an experimental psychologist and an expert in parapsychology and in extraterrestrial research. And I left government and I sort of started on freelance. And by the summer of 1973, I had written my first book, which launched me in this career, and I never looked back since.
Excellent. Hold on right there, Alfred. We've got to take a quick commercial break, and when we get back, we're going to jump into some of the amazing topics and important topics you cover. So hang on right there. Here's some more Jedi. We'll be right back.
My My name is Angie, and I wanted to let you know how One World Whey and many other products have helped me. I've had type 1 diabetes for 35 years and have never had such good control over my blood sugars as I do now using One World Whey. Not only has it helped keep my blood sugars more stabilized, it has also helped me with my energy level. And a couple of months after being on One World Whey, I noticed that the neuropathy pain in my feet was gone. And I had feeling in both feet again. Now I can run around on the grass and play with my kids again. Another thing that I absolutely love about the whey, it makes me feel and look a lot younger. It does more for me than any medicine I've taken. Thanks for helping my family and me. And yes, my twins love this stuff. To them, your whey is better than candy. I should know, today they fought over how much the other was getting.
One World Whey is a superfood to support your optimum blood sugar. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
A Neo Meditation Cube is laid out according to sacred geometry and contains layers of ether, platinum, gold, silver, copper, or aluminum metals, which carry vibrational frequencies, bringing you in tune with the God consciousness while boosting your glandular and immune system. By meditating 15 minutes a day with our Neo device, you can supercharge the law of attraction while integrating your mind, body, and spirit. So don't waste your valuable time. Join us and learn how to meditate deeply. To order your Neo Meditation Cube, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store.
Soul Nourishing helps you nourish your heart, mind, body, and soul with a variety of holistic health and therapeutic choices that will empower you. Elizabeth Garland is your soul coach, and she will help you resolve inner conflicts, remove toxic patterns, improve communication, and resolve incomplete emotional relationships. Change your life today. Discover joy. Contact Elizabeth Garland at 210-218-2075. That's 210-218-2075. Or for more information, visit her online today at www.soulnourishing.com.
As the new year approaches, are you ready for more? More health, more vitality, and more well-being. Hi, this is Pastor Ginny, and for 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching people how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned that by taking one natural substance, I could begin to activate that power in my genes and achieve the more that I desired. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and offer you a free sample of the product that I've been using for almost 2 years that has created extraordinary results in my life. Go to www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Radio. And Alfred, before we went to break, you were talking about how you first got into exopolitics. And if you would, a quick background on what exopolitics is for all the listeners out there that aren't familiar. Just a quick explanation. What is exopolitics?
Sure. Exopolitics is a new science. It's a social science like anthropology, for example, but instead of focusing on one species, Homo sapiens, on one planet, Earth, what exopolitics does is it studies relations among intelligent civilizations in the multiverse. And we know now that there are more than one universe in the multiverse, probably countless, probably beyond billions, beyond any numbers that we can imagine. But we're at the very nascent. And I'd like to just read very, very quickly just the first paragraph of the book Exopolitics, which is now available on Kindle, by the way. You can just zap it right down to your laptops. It says, The Exopolitics Model. Is there intelligent life elsewhere in the universe? Exopolitics, as a discipline for understanding universe society through its politics and government, may turn our dominant view of the universe, multiverse, upside down. Exopolitics posits that the truest conception of our earthly circumstance may be that we are on an isolated planet in the midst of a populated, evolving, highly organized, interplanetary, intergalactic, multidimensional, universal, multiversal society. So that, in a nutshell, is exopolitics.
Mm. And people, listeners that are out there that are like, well, why is something like that needed? Why do we need a sign? Why do we need something like exopolitics right now? What would your answer to be for the listeners out there that just heard that and they're like, well, why do we need a science like this?
Well, because until this point, the gap that was there was filled by religion. Yeah. And that's handed down on the basis of sacred texts, which may or may not be scientifically accurate, and belief systems, which are a matter of faith. You know, these are things that people believe, but they may or may not be scientifically accurate. And there are more and more signs now that we are being approached by, at this time, at least 150 interdimensional and extraterrestrial intelligent civilizations, so that what we need is a science-based, fact-based interface to be able to interface with these civilizations and begin to take our place at the table.
Absolutely. And we've heard this, countless guests I've had on the show that have met with these star civilizations. We've heard it from government officials. I was at the citizen hearings in Washington, D.C. I've known Stephen for a while now, having on the show a couple times, and awesome people out there, amazing things that are happening. And let's jump into that, Alfred. That was one of the topics that I believe you wanted to talk about too. The citizen disclosure hearings in D.C., what say you about that?
Well, I can talk about the general topics of the general topic of ET disclosure, and you know, I've been in this business now for 40 years. I started in 1973. I was the director of the Jimmy Carter extraterrestrial communication study, which was approved by the Carter White House, which was started on the basis that Carter, in his 1976 presidential campaign, stated that if he was elected president, he would open up all the secret UFO and extraterrestrial files. So I went to the White House as a futurist at Stanford Research Institute and got White House approval for the first civilian scientific study of the extraterrestrial presence. Mm. Now, we were shut down 6 months later by the Pentagon, who, because we would have discovered the then secret Department of Defense human extraterrestrial liaison programs and human extraterrestrial planetary visitation programs, both extraterrestrial civilizations visiting our planet and visiting U.S. Department of Defense facilities, and U.S. Department of Defense and CIA planetary visitation programs, including space travel and time travel, because advanced space travel is time travel. That's the only way that you can get from point A, B, C, D to point E, F, Y, G in our vast cosmos, is by folding up space and time. So you jump across them. And basically our study was shut down after 6 months. And that is what, launched my career as exopolitics, my seeing that wow, there are many, many stakeholders here. There are the extraterrestrials, who are a great mix, ranging from the upper dimensional ethical humans, extraterrestrials like the Pleiadians, the Alpha Centaurians, the Sirians, the Andromedans.
Arcturians.
The Arcturians. Then there are about 150 again, different species of greys. And, there are different species of reptilians. Some of them have a beneficent agenda on our planet. Some of them who are in kind of a still, rebellious mode have more of a service to self agenda on our planet. All of this, came out at the citizen hearing. Now, I would have preferred a different mix of witnesses, that which is my personal preference. I co-wrote the proposal for the citizen hearing 10 years ago in 2003, and my name was up on the citizen hearing website, but because of the inner politics, I wasn't up there for various reasons, because rather than 40 researchers, I would have had at least 20 of the whistleblowers who have been on other planets and who have interacted with the extraterrestrial visitors here. Because those were the questions by the five or the six congresspeople. They were saying, well, who are driving these UFOs, and who are the extraterrestrials, and what is their agenda? And that's what exopolitics has spent the last 40 years answering and studying. So I believe there should have been more exopoliticians, more whistleblowers who have been to Mars, who have been to other planets, more of the individuals who have dealt with extraterrestrials over the years in these top secret programs, as part of the witnesses. And I should have been allowed to testify about the 1977 Carter White House, but that's Project Politics and it didn't happen, and that's fine. And so you asked me a direct question and I'm telling you, but we're moving on from there, because the citizen hearing is just one little blip on the screen.
Yes.
And our message at this level, with regard to interdimensionals and extraterrestrials, people can go to exopolitics.com. And we just completed an interview, which I sincerely recommend to all of your listeners, with the Australian researcher Mary Rodwell.
Yes, I've had her on the show. I love her.
Oh, great.
She's awesome.
Yeah, she is. And This is an interview entitled ET's Souls, the New Humans, and the Coming Global Shift. And your listeners there will by going to that interview and also by reading the accompanying article by Mary, which she just released, which we have published, called Extraterrestrials, Human Consciousness, and Dimensions of Soul, the Intimate Connection. They will learn details of a coming global shift that Mary has been studying, based on her investigations of more than 2,000 cases of conscious interactions with extraterrestrials, including at the soul level. And that's the important level. It's not just abductions. It's not just ET contact. But it's what happens at the soul level, and this happens in the dream state.
Yes. Albert, hold on right there. We got to take another quick commercial break. We get back, we'll jump right back to where we left off. So hold on. Here's some more Bretronics, D-Jedi. We'll be right back.
Celebrate every night, celebrate every night, celebrate. For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to campingsurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at campingsurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. Campingsurvival.com. Campingsurvival.com.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Radio. And Alfred, before we went to break, we're talking about the citizen hearing conference that happened. And it's a small milestone in the ever-evolving process of disclosure. But I think that with other countries having disclosure, releasing files these last 5-10 years, and other countries sort of join the bandwagon, I feel it's at some point inevitable. Correct? I mean, we are heading in that direction. There's only so much they can keep under wraps.
I guess my point is that my focus is not on what the humans are doing so much, or the human governments. My focus is on what the extraterrestrials are doing. And I think that that's a very important part of the focus, because there are 7 billion of us now. And the estimate is that at least 50%, and I've heard figures of up to 95% of all the infants that are coming in are crystal kids. Mm-hmm. I.e., these are a new species of humans, Homo noeticus, and there's also a thing called a new human, which is an actual new human. They're supposed to be about 150,000 of these on the planet. I
just talked about these earlier in the show. These are the ones that are coming in with the left and right hemispheres synced together already.
Yeah. And they can manifest. They know how to manifest. And we know how to manifest, but they know how to really manifest.
And they're directly plugged in, if you will.
Yeah. So between 50 and 95% of the new infants coming in are these new humans or these next to new humans. So the change is happening from the inside. And if you go to this interview, you'll see that this coming shift, which we're entering now, is described as including an awakening and transformation of human consciousness, along with dramatic changes in the way human society functions on Earth. I mean, we're talking about big changes here. There might be Earth changes. We don't know. And it's like the old order, like the governments, right? Look at what's happening with the governments, just with one guy who went and did some disclosure about the NSA, right? Look at the amount of change with that. Mm. Look at what three South American countries are doing to the established world order. Bolivia, Venezuela, and Nicaragua are making this bully, the United States, kind of shameful. I mean, the United States is losing its major allies and trade partners now, because they're saying, hey, you guys are spying on us. You guys are not trustworthy. And all that it took was one guy, right? One human. Now, imagine 7 billion humans that are being changed every night in their dream state by extraterrestrials who are taking them on board their craft. I mean, we're being taken aboard their craft, and we don't know that. And Arcturian craft, as you know, and you mentioned the Arcturians, are as large as a planet. Mm-hmm. Now, if you go to this interview with Mary Rodwell, you'll see that what they're talking about here is what the Crystal Kids tell her, that the ETs tell them, is that we're talking about a period, say, that started in 2012, we're now in 2013, and that will start culminating up around 2017, and that the shift is like beyond words. And so we're talking about a process that is going to be happening in these years, okay? So with that, in that spirit, I'd like to make an announcement tonight.
Absolutely.
If I could. Okay. And that is that in 2011, Ban Ki-moon ran unopposed for a second term as Secretary General of the United Nations. And on the 21st of June, 2011, I believe that's the summer solstice, he was unanimously reelected by the General Assembly and will continue to serve as Secretary General until the 31st of December, 2016. Now, as part of the shift that goes 2013 to 2017, is this culminating point, I, Alfred Lambert Weber, am putting myself forth as a candidate for Secretary General of the United Nations for the term starting January 1st, 2017, my name to be supported and put forth by citizens of the world. Mm. And so I just state that and reach out to your listeners to support me in this effort and help me work toward that goal. Help us all work toward that goal. And we have policies that will transform this planet, including extraterrestrial disclosure through the UN.
Excellent. Important stuff. Alfred, hang on right there. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. Thank you for that amazing announcement. Listeners, let's support Alfred. Pay attention. It's happening. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's here, Ormus Water, now available online at the new Starseed Energy Radio online store. Ormus is short for David Hudson's Orbitally Rearranged Monatomic Elements. I take Ormus Water daily and feel a big difference in my energy. Ormus is created from pure organic sea salts and is created through an ancient alchemical process. Ormus Water can help your body back to its original state of health. It helps against fluoride, GMOs, chemtrails, and all other poisons and toxins found in our air and food today. For more information or to order Ormus, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store. WinFox Organic Herbal Blends, now available exclusively to Starseed Energy Radio. I personally take WinFox Herbal Blends every day for my health and endurance. WinFox Herbal Blends have a very high and well-substantiated rate of success with the clients they work with. All the herbs used at WinFox Herbal are grown organically and ethically wild harvested from areas free of contamination. Their guarantee is to use only the purest, most potent, and ecologically sound herbs available in all their formulations. For more information or to order WinFox Organic Herbal Blends, visit starseedenergyradio.com/store.
Starseed Energy Radio with Jonah Bolt is a cosmic radio show with a mix of riveting new electronic and world music, along with updates and interviews. Starseed Energy Radio covers the latest in world news, earth changes, global events, updates on 2012, spiritual and galactic news. The radio show is focused on doing interviews to help mind, body, and soul, ranging from self-sustainability, spirituality, esoteric topics, holistic practitioners, intuitive individuals, and healers. Featuring groundbreaking conscious content that includes environmental and social change movements, activism, and getting people more actively involved with community to raise awareness. Plus, new independent music every week and live special guest musicians. Hear the colors and see the music. Awaken. The time is now. Check out starseedenergyradio.com.
Time to be self-sustained. The Domain. The Domain is an exclusive community for people with environmental consciousness and self-sustaining spirit. By utilizing wind and sunlight as an abundant and reliable source of renewable energy, and coupled with the strongest structure ever devised, the geodesic dome, this development showcases doing more with less and energy freedom for like-minded families. The Domain Ecovillage features indoor organic gardens, aquaponics and hydroponic systems, sacred geometry design of sacred architecture, water recycling and wastewater treatment systems. To find out more information and to see how you and your family can live off-grid, check out DomainEcoVillage.com. That's www.DomainEcoVillage.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Radio, and we're joined by the founder of the exopolitical movement himself, and a very, very important science topic, if you will, as well as I will put up there, Alfred, with quantum physics and quantum mechanics, which I'm sure you're a fan of, which is the new science, if you will, that goes into a lot of this that you're talking about, correct?
Yes, yes, and what exopolitics does is that it allows us to begin systematic interaction with the dimensional ecology of which we're a part. This grows out of a contact that I had a number of years ago. I was contacted by Oxford University Press, which is a division of the University of Oxford. And they asked me to write a book on extraterrestrials and the law. And in order to do that, I had to develop a new typology of intelligent civilizations in the multiverse, because we don't have a typology of intelligent civilizations as they exist in the multiverse. And what I was able to develop was the dimension-based typology of intelligent civilizations. Why dimension-based? Because that is the most fundamental criterion by which intelligent civilizations can be defined. Intelligent civilizations define themselves by the dimension in which they are located. They will say, I'm an Arcturian from the sixth dimension. I'm a Pleiadian from the fifth dimension. Mm-hmm. I'm an Earthling from the third dimension. I'm anchored in the dimension of the time-space hologram. And so exopolitics is the science that can begin to map and describe this, and that provides us with a societal interface with other societies.
And let's get into some other topics, Alfred, that this covers. Let's jump into the Mars topics. I've had several people on the show over the years that have worked on these Mars different technologies, the teleporters, I mean, all sorts of different aspects of these Mars projects. Where does exopolitics fall into the Mars projects? Why is it important? Why is it a hot topic, if you will, in the community?
Well, yeah, it's funny. Most of public ufology. Excuse me, I'm just going to take a drink of water here.
Sure. No, please. Enjoy. Everyone should drink water, lots of water. Hydrate yourself. All the listeners, hydrate yourself.
Most of the public ufology since the late 1940s has focused on speculation that the UFOs that we see and the extraterrestrials, we're talking about them coming from, quote, other solar systems, other galaxies, other universes, other dimensions. Whereas in fact, it may be that the extraterrestrial civilizations, the intelligent ones in our own solar system, can be of the most immediate help to us. Why? Because they're most like us and they are facing the same problems. And that relates to the civilization, the intelligent civilization that lives under the surface of Mars. And that, if you take the clock back to 9500 BC prior to the solar system catastrophe of 9500 BC, when a fragment of the Vela supernova came into the solar system and almost destroyed the surface ecology of Mars and the atmosphere, and also did great damage to the surface of the Earth and destroyed the great maritime civilization that we knew as Atlantis. Earth and Mars, actually, prior to that, had an interplanetary society that was both on Earth and on Mars. It was a pyramid-based society under the rulership of the predecessors of the pharaohs, who were in fact installed by the Anunnaki ETs. We call them the cone heads because they have kind of elongated skulls. And that's why if you look at the statues or the paintings of the pharaohs, they all had these kind of conical hats on them, and that was to conceal their conical skulls. What happened was with that solar system catastrophe in 9500 BC, the civilizations, the human civilizations of Mars and Earth got separated. And now they've come back together again. And starting about 40 years ago in the 1970s, and we know that we have witnesses, the Martian astronauts were in touch with our CIA, and we have witnesses who, to Martian astronauts visiting a U.S. military base here on Earth for a routine visit with their defense counterparts. And we have visits by U.S. chrononauts from Earth starting in about 1980 using teleportation systems, jump rooms, to go to Mars, where starting with rudimentary facilities, now there are U.S. colonies on Mars. Why? Because the U.S. wants to colonize Mars and make it the 51st state, which is how the U.S. has always grown. That's how it annexed Puerto Rico. That's how it tried to annex the Philippines. That's how it tried to annex Cuba during the Spanish-American War in the 1890s. That's how it annexed Alaska.
Alfred, let me ask you, sorry to interrupt, but I've also heard that, like, the Bilderbergs also tried to colonize it because of the shift that they heard was happening, and they tried to do something with it in exchange for, like, ET technology, and this goes into also the new story about Obama, who participated in one of these jump programs, and some people that were possibly going to testify at the citizen hearings, correct?
Yeah, and in fact, I was the journalist that broke the story that
yes.
Barack Obama was in the under his actual legal name, Barry Satoro, was in the 1980s CIA jump room program, that three independent witnesses saw him there. My colleagues, Andrew DiBisciago, Bernard Mendez, and William Brett Stillings. All of them were in that class with him, the Mars class, and all of them made jumps on the jump room with him, with Barry Satoro. And on January 3rd, 2012, Tommy Veeder, who is the official, was then, the official spokesperson for the U.S. National Security Council, which consists of the President, the Vice President, the Secretary of Defense, Secretary of State, National Security Council, and National Security Advisor, gave an official denial of my story. So as the 19th century statesman von Bismarck said, when you get an official denial, you know it's true.
Absolutely. And we've heard this from countless people, like I said, that have been on the show, that have worked on the teleportation systems, and people that have worked on these systems, and Laura Eisenhower, people that have had so many guests over the years that have just talked about it. And, you know, it's not, everyone's not making it up. It's not a big conspiracy theory. I mean, I've talked to people that have worked for the government that have worked on these things, you know, it's like, so. It's stuff you need to pay attention to, because it just shows where the technology is at, where the heads are at of people, and how we can use this technology for a sustainable future, which is why we want to expose this stuff so we can use this technology for the greater good, correct?
Yes. And in fact, teleportation can supplant and should supplant the petroleum-based and the nuclear-based transportation system of this planet, which is now polluting, and it's land-intensive. If you read Jane Jacobs' literature, you discover that it's railroad yards and freeways that have spelled the doom of all of the cities. All the cities used to be thriving, and now you go to inner cities and they're dead. And that's because of the railroad yards and because of the freeways. Cities have become for cars, with roads and freeways and streets, and for highways using up farmland, railroads, buses, trucks, automobiles. You strap 4,000 pounds of steel around your waist to go pick up a bottle of milk. And for an energy budget that's a fraction of the energy budget that is used by the petroleum-based transportation system, you can move into a teleportation transportation system, which is non-polluting and non-land use intensive, and move this planet that much more into the column of a paradise planet. And that's why I say that we're on a positive timeline, because that shift is inevitable.
Yes.
Now, and so all that we have preventing that is we have an order given by a war criminal, Donald Rumsfeld, because the Kuala Lumpur War Crimes Tribunal has found Donald Rumsfeld guilty of war crimes.
And Bush.
And Bush. Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld, mm-hmm. Alberto Gonzalez, Tony Blair, their lawyers, guilty of war crimes for torture in Iraq, for the war of aggression in Iraq. I'm one of the judges that was on that tribunal, and we found them guilty. And those gentlemen, I mean, use that word, you know, loosely.
Yes.
are war criminals, and they cannot travel outside of the U.S. now. They're under the protection of the CIA, and they cannot travel. The instant that they go to travel, they, you know, for fear of apprehension and arrest. And on August 21st to 24th, 2013, the Kuala Lumpur War Crimes Tribunal will be taking up a hearing on war crimes in Palestine. Mm. And that is numerous war crimes and genocide and crimes against humanity by the state of Israel in Palestine that are documented. And people can go to criminalizewar.org to see a videotape of the preliminary hearing that led to the indictments that's already online there with witnesses from the Gaza Strip and from other parts of Palestine.
And another topic I want to jump into, Alfred, because we have about 3-4 minutes left, and talking about the citizen hearings and talking about Greer. Lots of talk back and forth over the years about Greer a few years ago, joining over to maybe the darker people and taking all these free energy projects and help bury them or whatever it is. I've heard all sorts of stories and whatnot. His Dead Man's Trigger thing, obviously a report that was put out as well by you and talking about the falsehood behind it. What do you think the intent of all this going on is behind Greer's motives on doing this? Because he wasn't always this way. I know it's a big question to ask in a short amount of time, but give the listeners out there a download, on what you're doing.
Yeah, sure. Now, look, I was a Disclosure Project witness. My testimony as the director of the Carter White House study was on videotape in August of the year 2000, which is when I first started as a Disclosure Project witness, because he invited me to. Then I filed an affidavit dated August 30th, 2000. As to that, I had visa problems going to the States, so I wasn't a witness at the May 9th, 2000. And one thing, but I served as the international media. And if you look at the press releases from that era that are at exopolitics.com, my name and Steve Greer's name are on those press releases. My point is that the Disclosure Project was put on by a collective of us that put it on. It wasn't just Greer. It was a bunch of us, Dr. Carol Rosin. It was a lot of us put that on. Steve Bassett got the venue. Other people got the money. Other people got the media. We all put it together collectively, okay? So it was not a one-person show. Okay,
that's... As it should be. Thank you.
Yeah. Number two, unsolicited, in March of this year, 2013, independent whistleblowers from inside the Greer inner circle sent me a document, the Dead Man's Trigger, and information that people from the inside corps were leaving and that funds had been misused, funds which had been donated for new energy projects and for disclosure projects were in fact being misused for unknown personal reasons, personal uses, perhaps for real estate purposes. So after due examination and on the advice of counsel and with another independent source, I published this as a journalistic piece, which I have done. And Dr. Greer made one response. He said, quote, "It's nonsense," and has made no further response.
So well, Alfred, hold on right there. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll pick up right where you left off, and we'll wrap it up with some future projects you got going on. So hang on right there. We're right back.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Radio, and we're joined by a very special guest tonight who has been in the ET UFO phenomenon for many years, a founder of the exopolitical movement, exopolitics.com is his website. And Alfred, how do you pronounce your full name correctly?
Alfred Lambermont Weber.
Alfred Lambermont Weber. I didn't say it before because I didn't want to pronounce it incorrectly. So that's why I ask, because I always usually have guests with, you know, unique names that are always pronounced usually wrong when I say them. So jumping into the last couple minutes here, Alfred, I want to wrap it up, and I want to talk about one more topic, so maybe we could quickly, talking about the transhumanist agenda, talking about the nanoparticles. You know, I've even talked to scientists that have picked up nanoparticles in the chemtrails they're spraying. They're using nanotechnology. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, this is very, very clear and present danger, because what was the electromagnetic frequency mind control of the 70s, the 80s, and the 90s has now been escalated to scalar. And scalar goes faster than the speed of light. And what has been developed is a super grid composed of 1,000 grids leading up to HARP and connected to super quantum computers in a quantum grid, a quantum cloud. Now in the chemtrails, what the chemtrails are is bots. They're these bots that we breathe in.
Yes.
And they jump the blood-brain barrier and get into our brains, and they emit RF frequencies and then get entrained into these super grids through the super quantum computers. And then by getting brain entrained, then if one's soul is not really connected to source, you get the voice to skull, you get basically robotized and taken over by the New World Order. And we have data on this now. Very conservative estimate is that in the European Union, as of a few years ago, 6 million people were already robotized. But this is how bad it is. This group, and you can go to exopolitics.com and see it, they take readings of the public. And in a recent reading in London, 40% of the public that came in to be read were emitting RF radio frequencies, meaning that they were entrained already. And at another 100% of the public were emitting RF radio frequencies, including a 5-year-old child.
And I was going to say, it goes deeper. Yeah. These actually nanoparticles find themselves inside our bodies. They create a geometrical form called the buckyball, and they actually find each other and create this antenna, and then that's where you get other things like Morgellons disease and these nasty things of these worm-like things. It's actually these nanoparticles, fibers, these self-intelligent, self-powered nano things that find each other that create antennas to respond to electromagnetic frequencies.
Now, go to exopolitics.com. Look at it. There's some good news. Homeopathic gold protects you against this. You can get it at health food stores, number one. Number two, we have an e-clinic now that is now treating selected people on Morgellons. They're having some success. We'll be doing a special on this in September. And so we're having new treatments that are now coming forward successfully on Morgellons, so we're starting to beat back this agenda. But we have to alert people that the transhumanist agenda is on. It's not about robots taking over. It's about turning humans into robots that'll be controlled by the controllers.
Alfred, thank you so much for coming on the air, and we'll have you back soon. Exopolitics.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Have a great evening. Here's some more Retronics.